Everywhere we stand today, everywhere we're standing today, every beautiful place in this city, I want you to remember that there were once upon a time battlefield. They were war front. If you love the Dorchester and you've been there, almost all of you have been there, right? In Park Lane. It was once upon a time a war front. People were fighting. Blood was being shed there on a daily basis, from there to whatever you want to call Buckingham Palace, that has now become tourist attraction. A place where people want to see, take pictures. All these beautiful penthouses, they were once upon a time fields of war, battleground. And it doesn't matter whose blood was spilled. It doesn't matter whose blood was shed in this war front. I'm saying that the beauty and the freedom that we now experience were once upon a time war front. And the way we were thought and groomed and grown is to just enjoy a beauty and pass away as if we never came. So I started from physical structures so that you can understand spiritual structures. In other words, if your life is going to be a place where people want to take selfie with, if your story is going to be sweet, everything in this Bible was once upon a time of war. I read a part of the books that were not in the Bible was actually called the Book of the Wars of God. In case you want to think, oh, Pastor, you want to start taking us into books that are not in the Bible. No, Numbers chapter 21. Please read Numbers 21. Because the Bible referred to this book, I think it's verse 14 or 15. I didn't plan to share that, so pardon me if I struggle with that. I think it's Numbers 21. Let me read 14 and 15, please.
Therefore, it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord.
Thank you, I got that so accurately. Therefore, it is said in the book. I want you to underline that in your scriptures, number 21. Therefore, it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord. God had words, and look at names. And God is looking all through the nations, and I feel it heavy in my spirit. He's still looking. Who can I send to fight the war for young souls? Young lives, because after a time, from the 80s there, but from the 70s actually, the Church of Jesus started a war. And all of a sudden, prosperity crept in. And the man you should be afraid of the most in life is the man who wants to become something, because he will be afraid of everything. He cannot fight. Or like our dear friend, Fela Nicola Kuti puts it. He said, my people fear too much. They fear for the air they don't see. They fear for the air they even breathe in. They fear to fight for freedom. They fear to fight for liberty. Then he puts it in broken English. He said they will say, Mama, they for house. You will hear it in Bonner Boy's Yeah, right? It was only copying what fella said. He said they will say, my mom is at home. My father is at home. I just married. I have kids. So they fight to fear for their fight for their freedom. And so you see how people are oppressed in countries like Africa. A soldier man that is supposed to help you or to protect you will slap you and you say, yes, sir. A policeman that is supposed to protect you will kick them. They kick them back and forth if you don't have money in those countries. And they say, thank you, sir. I've seen a place in Africa where a soldier slaps a police. They are always fighting. I don't understand. They fought, and one day in Ghana, a soldier slaps a policeman, and the policeman says, more blessings, sir. Thank you, sir, for this awesome slap. He can't fight back. He wants to become something. Those who are in the cage of the enemies, oh my God, I feel the preaching anointing this afternoon. People who want to become something. So I see politicians. He cannot fight for the freedom of his people. He can't help anybody. Why? Because he's afraid of human opinion. The Bible says here, it said, therefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord. Why did God fight wars? Because in order to have peace, there must be wars. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm not talking, and you see war shifted. It shifted from guns and swords. It shifted to the technology world. People began, Russia and China began to control elections. And after war the way, they can program minds. Television began to program our mind. And so the Kardashians don't need to have met you. But sometimes when we meet you, we think you are Kim Kardashian. Why? Because there is a war of the mind going on, and God is still looking this afternoon saying, who shall I send? Why did I go to the topic of a man who wants to become something is the man who is afraid of everything. Why did I mention that? Ambition makes us not to be ourselves. Ambition hides us. Ambition tells us if you want to fit in. A man forgets that the best asset God gave him is self. Self connected with God can take over the world. So what you are now in the nation family, what God is building you, what led your path here is God's call, and it is yourself that you're responding to. Many people will start telling you, how about your future? How about keeping money for your future? How about this and that? And God says, no. There was a light in yourself. And all of a sudden you feel, well, that self was when I was younger. I thought I was naive. And God says, no, you were not naive. You were answering a call. And God is still fighting a war. Now we're going to fight with resources. God wants trusted people, tested. People who have been tested with poverty and prosperity. People who have been tested with nothing and all things. Oh God. Oh God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You know what happens when I speak like this? God is looking to and fro this earth, looking for those whose heart is loyal towards Him. Can He find a man this afternoon or a woman who is saying, I will lose it all for the kingdom. I don't want to be something. Because my coming to the world, I'm already all things. For we are complete in Him. Oh God, I love that scripture. Oh God. I feel like praying right now just on that scripture. You know, our beginning days are days we find scripture like that. And I found a scripture saying, for we are complete in Him. I don't just shout alone. I stay on that scripture and begin to groan in the spirit until I understand that scripture. And so I can walk this wicked world. I can walk through the check pavement of this life. I can walk with the sharks and the snakes. But I know that I'm complete in Him. I'm not trying to be something. I am all things. Look at that scripture. And I want to go back to the faith that overcomes the world. But God is looking for a man or a woman. And He's saying, can I find someone? Can I find someone who is not trying to be something? I want to show you something quickly. But let's do this footnote. Talk to me.
Colossians 2 verse 8.
Don't worry about the verse.
Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit.
Did you see that? It said beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy. I love books and I read books, but I'm not cheated by them. He calls it empty deceit. When a man writes, okay, if you want to become a president, these are the steps. No, there are no steps to becoming president. There's a wave that carries you into presidency. It's a wave. There's a wave that carries you into glory. It's a wave. You see, God told Noah to build a battleship. It will both be a visible ship and a marine at the same time. But for Noah to get to the height of destiny, it would have to be locked in that boat. And what will carry Noah is going to be the wave of the sea. You see, Noah standing in that sea and doesn't know where he's going to. But it can anchor on a word, and that word says, you are the only one that will be left. Imagine God speaking to us right now, saying, you see, this boat will be the only boat that will be left. Noah will look at the whole world. He will look at the world of structure and say, how can that be? But God does not need the faith of Noah. He just needs the stay of Noah. There is something different between faith and stay. Sometimes it says stays, and you can feel the boat rocking. It says stay. I don't know if I'm going to survive this, but I've built an ark according to the book of the words of God. And it says stay. And if we're going to change the world in this season, it says there is faith and there is stay. I'm staying in the sheep. Did you see people that got to the other side? It is usually the wave that carries them. Moses was carried by wave. This guy had no clue. The land is going to, but he heard a light in him. Moses did not feel that light at age 80 or 40. It's always been in him. So that even now, if he's in the king's palace, he knew that there was a destiny calling him. Please, can I ask you a question this afternoon? Does the faith of Moses and the stay of Moses, does it make sense? That you're going to leave the king's palace where life looks certain and life looks promising. Are you going to leave that for it that came into your heart? And the Bible says, for it came into Moses' heart that day. It came there. How do you leave prominence and glory for it? Because it is something you cannot define. Why are you giving like this? There is some heat in my heart. Why is there a Phoebe scrub? There is a heat. Meaning that I don't know where I'm going with this. But I can stay as a giver. I can stay as a committed soldier to the Lord. I can stay as a national. So there is a place in life that stay replaces faith. I don't know where this light is leading me to. But something says in my heart that there are many nationals that will become leaders of nations. So stay. And so something, the it still carried Moses at the age of 40, carried Moses to the backside of the desert, and he stayed there. Another old generation and another wave, the burning bush carried him back to Egypt. But we'll meet the biggest wave soon. See the life of Moses. Like Noah, something is carrying him and he doesn't even know it or know where he's going, but he followed the it in his heart. Now see what happened to him now. The biggest carrying is going to happen. 10 miracles have happened in Egypt. And now all of a sudden, this guy gets to the Red Sea. It's going to be the wave. And the Lord God sent a mighty wave. And this wave parted the Red Sea. Are you listening to me? And so sometimes faith can see, sometimes it cannot see. What faith just can see is the word that is spoken to it. And so this afternoon, God says he's still looking for people who can change this old generation. He's still looking for men and women that have received something in their heart. And I know that there are many certainty all around you. And when people leave this boat, they go for the boat called certainty. It's only heading to Tarshish. It will be destroyed halfway. But there is another kind of wave. For me, PT, since 2015, I'm just sitting in a boat. It moves us this way, we're just going. It moves us another way, we're just going. But guess what I've always been doing? We just stayed. We stay preaching, we stayed. We stay preaching, we stay. We stay giving, we stay. We stay impacting our community, we stay. We stay sending money to nation, we stay. We stay, we stay. Even Stone Choir stayed. They stay giving the best music, they stay. I hope Up Dealers is still staying. We're just staying and we're saying we don't know what this fate is. But we are here. I'm saying people who have written wrong stories about us, but they've changed job, they've been stuck, but we stayed. Police say this or that, but we stayed. People come and do betrayal. Scheme against us, but we stayed. Are you listening to me? My statement, therefore, to God this afternoon is that God, now bless this house with multi-billionaires because they stayed. I'm challenging the start of the heavens this afternoon over the nation. There are people who did not have God, but they stayed giving. There are people who do not have much, but they stayed giving. Now, God, you now prove your faithfulness. A minstrel though. Just some, no, don't consult, don't start meeting, please. Just speak the microphone. We're staying and nothing is moving us. I love when that scripture says, therefore be immovable, always abounding. There are givers who were there yesterday, but they did not stay. I've stayed giving for many years. When I was a kitchen potter, I was giving, I stayed. When I was sleeping on a couch, I stayed giving. I stayed. Do I have faith in giving? Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't believe in the returns or whatever the church is calling, but I just stayed giving. And sometimes I saw the days of sending thousands of pounds to Kenneth Copeland Ministry. I stayed. And sometimes I didn't have, I still stayed giving. Never dropped. I never had a better yesterday in giving. Why? Because I had money? No. I stayed. And all of a sudden God says, you are now qualified to give to the nations. You are now qualified to help people who are not even in your church. Why? Because you stayed giving.
Stay
in the boat. It's fine.
Stay.
Right here. Now, Shaozi, talk to me.
Stay.
I love when the scripture says, I haven't done all to stand. And God asked me to tell you this morning, have I got people who know that they've done all to stand? Now stand in the position to be the next billionaire. Just stand. Stand. You overcame sin, so now stand. I didn't say you were perfect. Even when I had fault, falling into a sin, some people run away because they fell. But even when I fell, I still came back. And I'm saying, Lord, it's better to fall into your hands than to fall into the hand of wicked men. Did you hear what I just said? I'm just saying, Lord, I'm on my knees. I might have done wrong, but Lord, I'm not going anywhere. Others sinned and they were rebuked and they ran. But I'm staying. God says, nation family, Spark Nation, stay in the position, ready to be blessed, ready to be lifted. Are you listening to me? Do you for once think that those who stay on the course never had reason to go back from that course? Do you for once think that those who kept doing something that they received, the word they received, do you think they were not tempted to be as weak as you? Do you think they did not have doubt? Those who created the life that we live in now, do you think they did not lose children or family? They did, but they stayed. Christians talk a lot about faith, but they don't stay. I've piled up two scriptures. Talk to me.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of
How
the Lord.
How do you keep decreasing in the work of God? No, the Bible says be steadfast. The problem with me is where you put me yesterday in the work of God is where I am. I'm not hurried up by other people's seeming movement. I'm not hurried up by what it looks like other people are doing great. I just stayed. Let me tell you, in Asher's house, 3-4 people meeting and preaching to them, having no seeming hope, no future. And I saw other pastors bringing in big speakers, big microphones, and big preachers from America. I just stayed. I had my Bible there. I wait for them to finish and do my 3-4 people church. I'm still staying there. You see, my mind has grown. My physical has grown. But my mind don't still mind teaching. Going to revival house to just teach the few or the many. I stayed where God has put me. And where you are, the growth comes. He says, therefore, be immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing what?
That your labor is not in vain.
Those
in
who
Lord.
Have labored in giving, it's not in vain. Those who have labored in righteousness, the difference between you and the world is not just that you are young people in church. You are young people trending, fashion-minded, but God-minded, beautiful looking, and you are in the Lord. There are some young people who are in the Lord and you say, this is not a young guy. Say, I'm 23. You see what he's wearing. Say, no, that's not a young guy. Even if you were in the world, you were still not trained there. But God chooses you today and asked me to tell you, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable. If there's anything I made up my mind for more than 15 years ago, is I'll be immovable. I'm not going to do all this emotional up and down stuff. We all die here today. We all, from the best decision of my life, from giving, made up my mind, we'll crash there. There's no two ways about it. It's talking to soldiers. Talk to me, the next scripture.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand.
We're going to enter the next stage of battle. We're going to enter the next stage of war. But God has promised that this time it will equip you with finances to fight. I see the hand of God, the angels of God, picking out 30 of you. It's going to put a grace upon you so that you are equipped to fight. So your fight is no longer going to be often to nonsense. It's too small. Now you've entered the territory of real young people. You're fighting the powers that be. God says, put on the old armor of God and stay. Listen to the trumpet of the leaders. When they say formation, from our given this week is formation. Our given this week is called war formation. We are forming battle lines. This giving is a roar from our heart. Many of you that are great musicians, writers, from WOTC writers to encoders, you see, encoders they call them. Coders, sorry, to politicians, singers, artists, sports people. And God is saying this afternoon, businessmen, entrepreneurs, God is saying this afternoon that look at this mountain. It's been occupied for too long by unbelievers. If you're going to take it, they are not going to hand it over to you. Fight. Put on the old hammer. It has to be an entire armor. It can't just be an armor of looking and storing yourself in one room somewhere and just keeping there. No, it's an armor. If clothes is part of our armor, is armor. What we've been given is armor. We sowing on the entrepreneurial mountain. What we are saying is buying souls out of there. So don't say, why is PT giving I mark to many people that are outside of the nation? We are sowing. We are declaring war on that field. The fashion world, we are declaring war. We are saying we're going to take it over for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this war will lead to peace later. But the things we now enjoy. See, when we go on the street and people are trying to take pictures with you, with me, and others are Sweezy, and they say, Pastor. The people asking us, sure, like, what is pastor? That will never happen again. Your generation, so those of you who hide the fact that you are pastors, why don't you look the person in the face and say, if you don't like doing nothing with pastors, then don't do it with me. I don't need no politician. I don't need no celebrity. If a person does not open the door for you, I told you, that means you are supposed to raise someone among you to take their position. From wrestlers to boxers to you rise, you've got time. They haven't got time. You can't be world everywhere champion forever. It is a passing title. The belt is already created for someone else. But God is saying, can I find people that I can trust? And I realize that in battle, those who win are those who have the most belief in why they are fighting. You didn't hear what I just said? That's why religious war is the most deadly. These guys are believing something they cannot see. So what makes a person win battles? What they believe. Why they are fighting. So Muhammad, the prophet, took Medina just about 500 years ago. They said it was impossible. But this guy raised a mighty army. And because they believed that they are fighting a cause, they stayed on that cause.
You can see your friend dying next to you and you're still charging further. Did you see how the Zulus fought in South Africa?
Well, black people don't fight. Christianity teaches us not to fight. It tells you if God wants to do it, he will do it. Faith teaches us not to fight. People of faith, they speak to the wind and expect the wind to bring it. No, it's the wave that brings movement. We're fighting for a cause. The soldiers of Hitler believe they are fighting for something and they fall. They almost took the whole world until they met another greater faith in Winston Churchill. Stirred up a whole generation. These are not generation of weaklings. Weaklings are people who are looking for things that are already built. They are looking for it and they want to be part of it. So that's why they would quickly want to be part of a celebrity and say, can you see me here? God says, maybe I raise you to build a new movement. Build a new musician, build new fighters, build new footballers. And I know that may take time, but that is what is called stay. And sometimes you will not have faith in the footballer, laddie. Are you listening? In the footballer that you are raising, but just stay, because the race is not for the swift, the battle is not for the mighty, it is a conviction of heart. And so when we set target in the nation, I'm looking for people with heart, not people with talk. When we say form the battle line, we're about to fight a financial battle. Young black multi-billionaires will rise. God has shown me and it will happen. And God asked me a question, can you stay? Can you stay with them? Can you stay? Can you stay until they break into what I call them to do? Can you stay? I said I need a ministry. I need someone that is in touch with the Spirit. I know you all can sing and it's beautiful, but someone that knows when to say something. That's all I need. If I get it, I get it. If not, it's fine. Can you stay? I haven't even gotten to Matthew 9. Have I still got time? Put on the old armor. Money world is a fight. Guys, the church taught us to neglect it and they still ask us for tithe and offering. They said, forget about money. It's not this, it's not that day. Ganged up and began to abuse money, but they are buying their houses. Have you ever? Anyway, let me leave that. It's money. God is looking for 30 of you to anoint into the entrepreneurial world and say, God, take it from me. People who will not be shy to call the name of God. They're not shouting the name of God on them. No, but people who will bring influence. People who already know that not everybody. You see, the state Spark Nation is in now. It taught us that by ourselves as a Christian sect, we cannot take the world. So he introduces to us people that will never come to our gathering. They will never be Christians, but they became soldiers of this cause. Are you listening to me? How did they know us? Wave carried us to them. And all of a sudden, they can say, your lifestyle is beginning to influence me. Every one of you, rise up. Take the field now, because the battle line is open. Are you listening to me? The enemies are weak at the moment. They are looking for stories, but charge forth. You pursue. Because the Lord told me to tell you what you will surely overtake. Did you hear what I just said? Pursue, you will overtake. Can you stay on the course that you once believed? Can you stay? Can you stay until you win? Can you stay? Can you stay? Oh my God. No way, no way. She's not here with me. And you stay. Did we finish reading that scripture? Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. 12.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
But it declares that we wrestle. So I began to ask myself some questions because I'm evolving, right? When the church says faith, I ask them, what is your faith exactly for? To gather 5,000 people in a city that is run by other politicians? What are you using this big faith for? I love what my master said. He said, if you have faith from the entry point, the smallest kind of faith, he said, you will say to this mountain, oh God, do you know the word mountain represents institution? Things that are established.
It looks like Facebook is established, right? It looks like HSBC is established, right? He said, but if you have small faith. So what did our Pentecostal faith do? It made us build conferences and programs. I don't understand this kind of faith. But Jesus said the entry point of faith is that you will say to establish things. Mountains cannot be moved, right? They don't look movable. There are big logistic companies, big food chain, like McDonald's, Ikaliata, like all these guys, they are mountains. Oh God, you're not ready for me this afternoon. He said, you will say to these established authorities, he said, if you have faith, like the mustard seed, God is looking for 30 of you that has faith. And I know your faith is not big because you're looking at preachers, forget their faith. You will say to this mountain, you can take the legal field or legal mountain in Canada, because if you have faith like the mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move into the sea, and you will take the place of established institutions. Until COVID came, we didn't know that some things are movable. You see, in Nigeria and other countries in Africa, it looks like there are two political systems are established. But God says, when the real mountains show up, the real mountains are humans that are immovable. So when you see that scripture that says, therefore be immovable, it's saying, therefore be mountains. You see, faith is immovable. So I'm a moving man, but my convictions are immovable. So when I start to face a mountain, so does it not look like now the Jew world and everything that exists in this country are moving? Before we came, it looks immovable. Like, how are you going to get into their field, into their market? Are they not moving now? Why are they moving? Because pity is special? No, because I became immovable. In the days of one person, I'm immovable. In the days of 2,000 people, 3,000 people, 4,000, in Hilton Metropole, I was still the same guy, speaking the same word, wearing the same clothes. This faith has not changed. I therefore bring this same faith to the financial mountain. All my sons and daughters listening, angels of the Lord all over this nation, making people billionaires. Therefore be immovable. And it tells us what to do when we are immovable. I don't think seed should be movable, because seed is the statement of the faith of your people. I think if it's movable, it goes up. I don't think it should be, well, it's low this month, it's low that. No, I think it should move up because it's a statement of immovable. So my house or living condition did not change my seed 15 years now. We give, at least on a monthly basis, we give more than 50,000 to nations, people you do not know. Immovable. Still doing the same. Then it says, always abounding. Do you see the word always? It's not more active today than tomorrow. Someone said, well, you don't know. My life is so complicated. So I said, the opposite of complicated is complicate. So I said, complicated. Said it's complicated. I said, complicate. Said I just implicated you. I said, complicate me. Therefore, be immovable, always abounding. I didn't even get to Matthew 9. Oh God, should I go Matthew 9 or not? No mountain you won't climb up.
No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't kick down.
you know.
My walk rate for the past 15 years has been the same. 3, 4, 5 days preaching, 2 hours every week, the same thing. Why are you being moved? He said, therefore be immovable. Okay, let me just read all that scripture because I can talk about immovable. Why do we celebrate things that have stayed? I look at Elit, 6 years, right? So don't cut it, don't say, oh, well, it's still... No, 6 years, immovable. People have come and gone. But you see, when they spy at night, they see that you are still there. It is you that don't know where they are. They know where you are. Immovable. What changed is that better people came. Do you know if we do the same with finance, we'll become greater? I tell you, God has shown me the next set of billionaires will be many black people. Young. God love it. Mark my words. So he said, put on the old armor. Because now we're about to fight the real war. The other war is to shape you up ready for war. Because the people you fought in that are little people. How do you fight people who actually have sense? Anyone that you fought in the past, by the time you hear them talk, by the time sensible people hear them talk, they will discard them. Only unsuccessful people listen to those ones. Now you're gathering a troop. Like I said, I've given this one is battle formation. Just that's the name you should call it, is battle formation. Declare it or not. We're going to take the financial mountain for the sake of the Lord. Why? So that you can fund real politicians to go and influence policy for the betterment of the lives of people. Not people who are running helter-skelter, afraid of everything because they want to become something. And people will, for we are completing it. Did you read that? I need that scripture. Then I'll go to Matthew 9 and stop. Very soon, the mountains will meet real mountains. Humans, you can be as small as this, but you're facing a whole banking world and say, you will move. As in, I'm going to stay here until you move. I love when Jesus asked that fig tree to die. It is fig because it looks like it produces, but it doesn't feed anybody. HSBC and all these banks look like they produce, but they don't feed anybody. Have you seen people's life change by working for them, by saving money with them? No, they are fig leaves. And God, Jesus, they ask Jesus, how can you command a tree to die and it died? And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith as tiny. So I clock that the church don't really believe all the song that they sing. Talk to me quickly.
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead body.
Faith says, I can hold a little seed in my hand. Does a farmer doubt his seed? Does a farmer look at a big field and say, because of this little seed, I can't grow this? No, he sows the little, and what happens? So if I've sent just 2, 3, 4 million to help people in Nigeria, that little will take the harvest of the nations. I have confidence. I know that he said, if I have faith, I'm not going to hold that faith. I will sow it. You know what people do? They look at their lives and their little seed, their gift or whatever, and they look at the big mountain and say, oh, this is too small. No, you sow it. And you tell that mountain to move, the banking world will shift. It will shift when the real mountains are here. Little children will grow from black communities and they will begin to grow. God will give them a versatile mind for finances. Why do I think God will command the end time revival through kids? The Bible says, out of the mouth of the babes and the suckings, you are perfected praise. God is going to raise babes.
little kids from our community and watch you, because your adult mind is at war. Your adult, oh God. Jesus said, let the little kids come to me, for they are the kingdom. This kingdom requires people whose mind has not been polluted by the ambitions of life. Yes, it's grown by age, but God says, why are you thinking of your age? I don't need your age. I need this age. God wants you to sow your age as a seed for this age. He wants to take this age and is still looking for someone. It took many years for people to become billionaires before now. All of a sudden, tech guys came. And all the teaching of people like Warren Buffett, they made it nothing. They became billionaires in their rooms. God is going to do something on our mind from the Givers Club this month. He's going to do something. He's going to plant. Because what has happened now is everyone has been tested. So we know where you're standing now. It's going to make infertile mind fertile. It's going to plant something, like you've been watching those films like Project Power and stuff like that. It's going to plant something in you. It's going to plant a card in you. The Bible says, so Jerusalem will become a compact city. That's what the Bible says. It's going to take the Jerusalem that is about to come. It's going to make it compact, and there's going to be an implant because of battle people, battle formation. So don't look down upon yourself. Don't look down upon anyone around you. God is about to do what only He can do. Talk to me.
We are desperately feeling.
We are waiting. We are. Wait, finish that scripture. I don't think it will be right for me to end without Matthew 9. New faith people. Some of your leaders, the billions are not for you. They are for your kids that you've raised and raising. Implant word. Malika Tobrahanda. Just implant it. It will grow. For the kingdom of heaven is as if a woman should have a little yeast and add it among the flour and stir it up. The real mountains is what God needed the nation family to be, a mountain. So you are left with people that are immovable.
Yeah.
Always still abounding. They are immovable. Go back to your family churches and ask them, set a $1 billion project. Meaning write a billion. That's what every family house should have, that writing. When people come to your house, the first thing they see is, you know, now we talk about, oh, I have a Jewish family office. Every family house, and you're sitting there saying, I don't know how this is going to be, but we're lining up our battle formation. No, family house should come back and say, I don't have given troops. Let them see a billion every week and let them know the reason. Our children are in jail. All these private jails are run by white men. Our parents pay tax for our brothers to be in prison. Arise and fight the good fight of faith. But it cannot be knife and gun fight anymore. It is the fight of ideology, mind. People who are strong. There is no reason why you won't fight your brother. It is the only people that won't fight their brother and abuse their brother in front of strangers. Are people who understand this cause. They know that I'm not fighting him because he's perfect. It's just that I need him now. If he leaves, my back is exposed and the enemies will eat me. God is looking for a nation to rise up. We can take all mountains. He said, if you have little faith. So begin to challenge faith preachers. Our faith cannot just gather conference and call it faith conference. No, you will say to establishment. Are you listening, sir? You will say to establishment, be thou moved. So we're commanding the banking tech establishment to move. The media, SP media, is just a little seed, but if it is sown, that's why everyone that will be there will be people who sowed their life. It can't be, well, I need to also find something. People ask me, what are you doing with my life? No. What I'm doing with my life is I'm sitting with a computer. One day, you will just be editing for Elite. You will just be editing. And all of a sudden, an information will come to you because there's a chip God is going to plant in you. From the giving this month, He's going to plant the chip in you. And it will start to, oh my God, you see what I'm seeing? I'm seeing codes, numbers, just running. God is looking for those whose heart is loyal. He's looking for loyal soldiers. Should I stop? Not without Matthew. Finish this thing.
For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Did you see that scripture? For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It's a body, it's not a spirit. Politics is body. We don't do that after we've died, right? Hey, hear this. I'm going to Matthew now with this. Finances, media mountain is bodily, but the fullness. In other words, God is saying, until those who are in Him rise, we have not seen the perfection and the consummation of the tech world. There is still something lingering, and God is just looking. What God is looking for is loyal heart. And I'm standing here saying, I'm loyal. I'm loyal. I'm not going anywhere. God, I've proven that to you for 15 years. When people praise me, I'm loyal. When they abuse, I'm loyal. When people that we give to abuse us, I still give. So God, I'm loyal. I've tested your word. Prove your word now. Or let's forget about these things. Are there loyal soldiers here? I'm not talking to people who's given change because they now have more commitment. For in Him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
And you are complete in Him.
You were born complete. You were born again complete. So stop competing, because you're already complete in Him. Stay in the boat and let the wave carry you. Stop comparing yourself to others and thinking, why am I not doing like Pastor Nikki? Why am I? Stop it. Because God sees your heart and He knows that heart is not loyal. That's not a loyal heart. Same people on my snap asking me, and so maybe you're watching, asking me, how can I become part of Spark Nation? I want the IMAP, but how can I become? I'm saying to them, I'm not doing that so that we can have members. How many people can I look after? It's late now. Of course, you can become part of one of the families, and I've got time for you, but it's late now. I'm not looking for members. Because I've seen people with members and we are still down. God is looking for soldiers. God is looking for a people. For a soldier, go take this land is go take this land. There's nothing like we don't have enough sword. Go eat this target is go eat this target. There's nothing. I was praying for Pastor Tolu yesterday and God said, just ask her, will she have an expansive mind? I have dreams. But can your mind break free? Until you become a tiger, real one now. Don't need no Christian tiger. Have you seen that in the jungle they don't have religion? The lion eats any animal. He doesn't care if the animal is a Christian or Muslim, gay or straight, white or black. That's proverbial. I'll leave that at that. If it's not part of their tribe, it's lunch. So it's always tribe or lunch. The lion is looking at you and saying, tribe or lunch. If you can't speak the language of the tribe, you are lunch. If you are lunch, you are not tribe. If you are tribe, you are not lunch. God is saying, are you radical enough?
We are desperately seeking You.
as a person that is already complete. And you're just waiting for things to carry you to destiny. You are complete in Him. Who is the head of all principalities and power. In Him dwells. So there is no occult that can fight you because you're already the Godhead. Let's say someone is witch or wizard or voodoo power. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean they don't have power. You are the head of it. So I can enter any voodoo temple and I'll eat and drink there because they exist because of me. You don't understand God. Satan is in God's presence. They exist because of me. They wreak havoc in the world so that I can bring peace. So we are still co-laborers even though we swallow them at the head. That's too much for now. Do that on Thursday. Talk to me now. Talk now.
And you are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. In Him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands.
Do you know what that means? In Him you were also circumcised with a circumcision that is not made by hand. Your first part was cut off. And what does that make you? Tribe. Okay, Matthew 9. Let me stop now. Matthew 9. Did you hear what I just said this afternoon? I didn't come to preach to you. I came to tell you exactly what heaven is thinking right now. What is in the mind of the Father? What is He looking for? This is going to be our greatest mobilization week ever or so far. It is called battle formation. I'm not trying to raise money or raise church. I've moved past that. You should see my results in the world right now. I've moved past that. What God is asking us to do. I've declared fatherless. Nobody's calling me saying, oh, you should do this, this. No. I've learned from fathers and that's fine now. God has declared us father to a generation. Look at Matthew 9, start from verse 18. These things happened in quick succession.
While He spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped Him, saying.
The ruler came and worshipped Him, and Jesus did not look at the ruler and say, oh, no, come on, worship God, because He was human at the time. A ruler came and worshipped Him. He saw His principle. So in that your church you worship, but not. Mom, you don't worship God. If you do, you will at least pay tithe. Don't pay tithe. I'm worshiping Jesus. You're worshiping money. That's why you didn't go to church on Sunday. Because you're shift. But I'm not saying pay tithe. I don't care about tithe or offering. I don't care. My daughter has just died. But come, talk now.
And lay your hand on her and she will live. So Jesus arose and followed Him.
Verse 20.
And suddenly, a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind Him and touched the hem of His garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch His garment, I shall be made well.
Look at this. Another translation says she's been to many physicians. So there are women, men with flow of blood who have been to all establishment, but now they want to touch the hem of your garment. The hem of the garment I left here is power base. Elite Central, COD, Pulse Family, Connects Family. This hem, people are going to come, for they will say to themselves, even if I don't meet the pity, I will touch the elm and I will be made whole. The Bible says, so she said to herself, everyone that has been sick before or need direction in life will begin to flow to all these five hems. The hem of grace have now been released. Are you listening to me? They've been to establishment, but now they realize that establishment could not help them. She said to herself, look at this now. But Jesus turned around.
And when He saw her, He said,
what did you
be say? Of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well.
Did you see what made her whole? The anointing, faith, her own. What she's possessed.
She stayed walking through the crowd. It is our faith now. The Bible will later tell us what is it that overcomes the world. 1 John. It said, even our faith. And our faith is not words. It's this walk that you've believed in. Spark Nation is your faith. And if you have enough faith, that's why I told you that what fights and overcomes the biggest weapon in the world is people's conviction of their cause, right? Your faith has made you well. When Jesus came into the ruler's house
and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd wait,
look at verse 24.
He said to them, make room, for the girl is not dead but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. But when the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose.
Look at scriptures. This girl, the first one, the woman, was healed by her own faith. The second one was healed by Jesus' faith, because she's dead. You know what God said to tell you, therefore? If you are living, God's faith is not coming to help you. Did you hear what I just said? What we were taught in church is pray to God and something will happen. No, it's going to be your faith. What does your faith do? It makes you stay. Did you hear what I just said? Until you, God says, now if I have a need for you, even if you physically die, I will use my faith to raise you. But whilst you are alive, my faith is not going to get you out of poverty. It's yours. My faith is not going to get you out of the council estate. It is going to be yours. Did you hear what I just said? Unless you die. In case you don't believe that, verse 27.
When Jesus departed from them, two blind men followed him.
Jump to verse 28.
And when he had come into the house,
the blind man came to him.
And Jesus said to them,
what did he say?
Do you believe that I am able to do this?
Jesus looked at the guy. He didn't ask the dead woman. He had to ask him, guy, you've got to supply something right now. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Why did he ask so that? You could have just opened the blind man's eyes. I did not know that our naivety all through the years was our faith in helping young people, was to introduce us to the world. We thought we were naive. Why are you letting everybody come to you? Why are you letting everybody have access to you? It was faith. And it made me stay. So when people say, now, yeah, I want to see you, but I don't want crowd around. Already I'm thinking, I'm not coming to see you. That's how I got here. So faith. And say, can I just see just you and I? Can we just have a talk? I don't want to meet you. I'm going to come with like 50,000 people. Jesus asked him, do you believe that I'm able to do this? What did he say?
They said to him, yes, Lord.
Then what?
He touched their eyes saying, according to your faith.
Did you read that scripture? So if there are people standing this morning, God says, grace is given to you according to your faith. So you see what happened to us as the church? We had faith to be holy and to make heaven, but there is no faith according to a billion. So what you don't have faith according to, you can't stay for. So when you got little, you got excited, your head blew, 50K, ran away. Because there's no according to. So God said to tell you, can he really find people who are willing to put the work in? Because their faith is staying on that wall. Because they have faith according to. So Jesus touched the blind man and said, it's according to what you have faith for. You have faith to see, have it. You have faith to build a big church, have it. Now God needs 30 people who have faith according to a billion. And whatever you find yourself, maybe yours is not a billion, it's just leading a group of people according to. So I realized God began to teach me that the reason why this oil deal, this gold deal didn't work, you didn't have faith for it. Halfway, there's still a doubt in your mind. Still thinking, can this really be me? No, no, no. It's according to your faith. So see, in quick succession, we saw two people healed according to their faith. And we saw one who cannot have faith because she's not bodily anymore. You know something happened in verse 8, chapter 8. In verse 26,
Then his disciples came to him, awoke him. These guys just stopped the sea from doing his work. Establishment, the seas, the mountains. Whenever you see seas and mountains in scripture, it's talking about establishment. Jesus has just told the sea to stop talking. And the disciples looked at him. We're about to close now. Look at what they asked him.
Lord, save us.
Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. We are perishing. Then what did he tell them in verse 26?
Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?
You see, it didn't say, I'm with you, I'm not with you. God was there, but they were going to perish. And God told them the reason why. He said, because your faith is little. So, what does that mean? Should they have commanded the sea? You know, that's what we heard. The church taught us that they should have just said what Jesus said. No, they should have just known he's there, they can't perish. You didn't hear me. I said, the one we learned was that, oh, you have little faith. You should have just stood up and said, hey, stop it. No, what happened is, I know he's there. I know I have destiny. I know I have purpose. So when the oceans rise and the seas are waving, I know he's there. So I stay. Did you hear that? So it is not me speaking. It is actually me staying. It is not me saying, when would you bless me? It is me being able to stay there. I don't have money after giving, but I stay. So what happens to people of little faith? They leave, they start shouting. Are you listening to me? Say to someone, quickly stay. Tell them, quickly stay. Talk to me now. Stay. Faithful is he who has promised. Faithful is he who has promised, who also will do it. So the ocean is not saying, well, I don't have the right one to command the sea. I don't have to command the sea. I just know I can't perish. I know my finances cannot go down. I know death cannot swallow me, so I'm not shouting. He said, why did you doubt, all you of little faith? It is your faith. What is it that overcomes the world? Your faith.